The upcoming election is the clear subtext to everything Congress does in these final days before hitting the campaign trail. Today, Senate Republicans blocked a bill aimed at punishing companies for sending jobs overseas. The GOP accused Democrats of trying to bring up the legislation simply to score points with voters. NPR's David Wellner has the story.
Democrats are confident Americans don't like the fact that U.S. companies can defer paying taxes on the profits they make abroad and can actually get tax breaks for sending jobs to other countries. On the Senate floor, Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow urged her colleagues to abolish the kinds of tax incentives that benefited refrigerator maker Electrolux. It closed down a Michigan plant a few years ago and moved production to Mexico.
We have a tax code that would allow Electrolux to be able to write off the business expenses to take those 2,700 jobs down to Mexico. This legislation stops that.
But Senate Republicans dismissed the bill as an election season stunt. Their leader, Mitch McConnell, accused Democrats of just pretending to be concerned about American workers.
They want to make a good last impression with a bill they know has no chance of passing and which they have no interest in passing. So this is about as pure a political exercise as you can get. And in my view, it's an insult to the millions of Americans who want us to focus on jobs.
McConnell said Congress should instead be using the final days of this session to extend the expiring Bush-era tax cuts, including those for the highest income levels. And Arizona Republican John Kyle defended the U.S. firms that move jobs offshore.
The bill wrongly assumes that all foreign expansion stems from greed and that foreign expansion only hurts American workers.
Majority Leader Harry Reid cast the debate as a question of whose side Republicans are really on.
So far, we've seen little to indicate that our friends on the other side of the aisle have any interest in protecting American jobs. Instead, we've seen them fight with great enthusiasm to keep corporate tax loopholes as wide open as possible.
The vote to bring up the bill was 53-45, 7 votes short of the 60 it needed to advance. Not one Republican voted in favor of letting the bill come up, nor did 4 business-friendly Democrats and 1 independent. The debate on punishing firms that send U.S. jobs abroad now moves on to the campaign trail. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
More All Things Considered in a moment.